Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everybody and welcome to Monday's podcast. My name is James Brown and I'm part of the team here at STC, picking up our journey through Matthew's Gospel from Alan, who did an incredible job. As I record this thought, the sun is streaming through the windows on a beautiful Sheffield morning. I don't know where you're listening, on the move, or at home, or at work, but I hope this podcast blesses you today, and I hope the sun's on your face too. Now, if you were to run a Google search this morning, about three things you should never talk about when making first impressions, it would likely pop up with this answer: politics, religion, and money. Well, we're 22 chapters now into Matthew's Gospel, so we're well acquainted with Matthew, and in seven verses, he lays out Jesus' approach to those big three topics. In looking at these words together today, my hope is that we will think about how we can relate to government as Christians while remembering that God governs all things. So it'll be useful to read along if you have a Bible with you today, but I'll do my best to explain where we're up to in the story if you're listening in on the move. Verse 15 starts like this. Then the Pharisees, those are the devout Jews of the time, the religious people, went out and laid plans to trap him, that's Jesus in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, who are King Herod's political group representing Rome, saying to Jesus, is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Now, in this question, we've got a bait and switch happening. They're attempting to trip Jesus up with a sneaky question. On the surface, it looks innocent. Jesus, should we obey the law? Should we follow the guidelines? They're asking him. Now, just to name the elephant in the room, I don't know if you've felt that way or asked that question with the current advice from the government, maybe around pausing public acts of worship. I know that was painful to hear again for many people who listen to this podcast. Speaking personally, it throws some of my plans in the air and it creates some confusion about what this will mean for various aspects of my work. But more than that, I, like you, am also concerned for the massive impact another lockdown will have on many people in our country, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, mentally, financially, and physically. It was horrible to read last week that the London Ambulance Service reported that call outs for attempted suicides are almost double this time right now than last year. With all these emotions, I'm asking, who knows if we're even doing this right? A couple of times I've just had to pause and pray. Back to the story. On the surface, this seemingly innocent question looks as if they could be trying to draw wisdom down from Jesus. But we've been let into the deviousness in the plot and in their hearts. Jesus says, well, if Jesus was to say, yes, of course, pay your taxes, he'll be accused of siding with the Romans and betraying the Jews and the Jewish cause. If Jesus says, no, don't pay your taxes to Caesar, he will be accused of being a revolutionary and will come into conflict with Caesar and the Herodians, ending most likely with him being arrested or worse. So they're trying to hang him on this dilemma. Pay means he's a compromised Jew because they hate their Roman occupiers. Don't pay, and he's a troublemaker. So they think they've got him cornered. But Jesus, picking up on verse 18 now, sees right through them. He sees the heart behind the question. He calls them out. You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Why are you doing this? He wanted them to see their own evil intentions. And this is where the reply gets brilliant. He asks them to see a denarius, a common coin that was typically a day's wages. And he asks about the image on the coin and the inscription on the coin. Each denarius had an imprint of Caesar and a little inscription. Why is that interesting? Well, here's why. Verse 21 says this: give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Is Jesus just dodging the question with this reply? I don't think so. In other words, he's saying that which bears the image and carries the words of Caesar, let Caesar have it. And that which bears the image and carries the words of God, let him have it. Where have we heard these kind of words before? Well, right back at the beginning of the book, in Genesis, in the creation story, you and I are made in the image of God. Genesis 1:27, we, male and female, are made in his image. Like works of art that represent his likeness, you and I are made in the image of God, and his word is in us. As much as the pennies belong to Caesar, simultaneously all things, especially all that we are, belong to God. When they heard this, they were amazed, verse 22, and they left him and went away. So we're into our second week of a 4-week national lockdown. How do we as Christians relate to the government? What are we to learn from today's Bible reading? Well, when it comes to the rules and guidelines, should we obey them, bend them, or even break them? How does giving to Caesar what is Caesar's relate to giving to God what is God's? Because everything is God's. And as Jesus spoke those words, everyone would have known that. Jesus wants us to realize that the sphere of authority for Caesar is not ultimate ownership. It's timely, it's portioned, it's rented space. Therefore, Caesar's rights and claims over you and I are limited. If Caesar calls us to do anything God prohibits, we refuse. That was Peter's reply in Acts 5:29, when Peter said, we must obey God rather than human beings. Yet giving to Caesar what is Caesar's is what Jesus upheld, so it has its right and proper place. It is a small circle within the bigger circle of God's rule and reign. We give to Caesar what is Caesar's as an act of our worship to God. We're going to pray now to close this thought. We're going to pray for those who govern, as the Bible tells us to do, but also for ourselves, for hope in this season and strength in these times to obey. No one likes paying taxes, but it will save a lot of people from harm when we do. So let's pray together. Lord, we remember that you're over all things, you're sovereign and you're good. And we have heard it said in your word that the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. And so it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord in these times. Lord, we wait for you. We pray for those making decisions, for those who govern our land. As your word instructs us, God, we pray for them too. We pray for divine wisdom today. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you're a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. So they brought him a denarius. And he asked them, whose image is this and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, so give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well with me. through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, for it is well with me.